Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Roger Crotteville. He's from Mount Olive and local historian. Welcome to the show, Roger.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Roger, today we're going to discuss the late Ann Feeney, and recently you sent me some information concerning Ann Feeney, and I thought it was very interesting. She was a songwriter, a political activist, even an attorney, and her story is very unique, and it actually comes around to involving Macoupin County, and in particular Mount Olive and Union Minor Cemetery. And so today we're going to maybe take some time and just discuss a little bit about the late Ann Feeney. And first off, if you would, maybe tell us a little bit about Ann Feeney. As you noted in some of your information, you might not know her name every day, but yet she was a very important person.
Yeah, I think for most people, when they hear this name, Ann Feeney, they might not be familiar with her unless they are fans of folk music or labor activism. She had a very, unfortunately, short 69 years life, but she made her mark. She started as she was born in Pennsylvania, and she ended up dying in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But anyway, her whole life revolved around working for the poor and the people who were very unfortunate. In her years as an attorney, she usually handled cases that involved people who were mostly refugees or victims of domestic violence. And she did that for a while, about 12 years, I guess. But she's probably most remembered for her music performing and her songwriting career. I like folk music. Peter, Paul, and Mary were always some of my favorites. And Ann Feeney had a relationship with them also because she was good friends with Peter Yarrow, one of the folk singers on Peter, Paul, and Mary. She made her mark writing songs about the disillusion, and until she started coming to Mount Olive, and she actually came there three or four times to perform for Mother Joan activities, usually in October, sometimes in May, and she made her mark and actually increased my being a fan of hers.
And as you said, maybe you didn't recognize her name if you didn't listen to folk music and stuff, but upon her death, which was February 3rd, she was well recognized worldwide as well as the United States. Things like New York Times, Washington Post, Rolling Stone magazine, and Billboard all paid tribute to her and some of her activist songs and songwriting abilities. But you mentioned Peter, Paul, and Mary, and you were talking about her songwriting, and she had a very famous song. It was "Have You Been to Jail for Justice?" Wasn't that probably her most famous work?
Yes, that's correct. That was her most famous one, and it was performed by Peter, Paul, and Mary. And like I said, she was close to Peter Yarrow, and he especially liked her songs and also her enthusiasm for the music. And if you ever saw Peter, Paul, and Mary perform, you know they're very enthusiastic, and they performed in a lot of social injustice rallies and labor rallies and places like and organizations like that. And this is where her notoriety mostly came from. But that doesn't mean that she did not have a lot of personal satisfaction in what she did as an attorney. But I think probably for Ann, this was a larger crowd. You know what I mean? She was able to talk to literally hundreds of thousands in some of these rallies in Washington and different other places around the world. So she became well known, and she became close to people like Pete Seeger and John Prine, and of course Prine, who you often perform with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, which I'm a big fan of. So she had a lot of people who were influenced her, too. And there are some names that I wasn't familiar with, but that doesn't mean they were not any less important.
You made note in your information that she had a business card that had the words performer, producer, and Hellraiser. And I believe that sort of takes us, again, to another route back to Mount Olive. Hellraiser was something that was associated with Mother Jones, correct?
Correct, yeah. She... That was part of her decision to be buried in Mount Holly. Because even though Mother Jones died in 1930, which is, you know, before her time, she was very, very familiar who she was. And this 106-pound, 5'4", everybody's grandma type of person, Mother Jones, especially impressed her. And so she really didn't have to have a big invitation to come to Mount Holly when we celebrated Mother Jones or remembered what she did for the working man. And so that's where she got most of her influence from, Mother Jones. And like I said, Hellraiser was the key word there.
She also, I believe, if I found the information correct, she also takes place in celebrations in Ireland concerning Mother Jones as well.
Yeah. She's traveled around and she's been at, now she's only in Mount Holly about 3 or 4 times, which is still quite a few, because every year we haven't always celebrated this every year, and that was the unfortunate part about it. But there's several people in around now, like Nelson Gurman and for locally I'm talking about, and Mike Kochmer and Ed Becker and some of those. And by the way, Ed Becker, who owns a funeral home here in Mount Holly, actually has a radio show on KDHX Public Radio in St. Louis. He's had that for over 30 years. It's called Songwriter Showcase, and he's very familiar with Ann on her background.
Yes, and Ed used to have even songwriters come into Mount Olive and perform and things like that for a while. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. I've written some stories. I do a lot of writing for The Buzz and the Mount Olive Herald. I do stories on this, and I've done a story involving with Ed's having different people actually stay at the funeral home. They've come there and visited Mount Olive. In fact, one of the songs was written in reference to several of the businesses in Mount Olive, particularly taverns, which Mount Olive used to have an abundance of.
As you alluded to earlier, Ann Feeney, who we said died on February 3rd, chose to be buried in Union Miners Cemetery, and I think that's a unique fact. Now, that will be a private ceremony, correct, sometime later in the year?
I think it's still a work in progress. I talked to Ed Becker about this, the funeral director, and he said she'll probably be buried sometime in May, and probably someplace appropriately close to Mother Jones, because, like I said, that was sort of her idol and the thing that helped motivate her into helping the unfortunate.
Roger, like I said, I thought it was a unique story, and I thank you today for bringing some of the facts to us on the Around Maricopa County program.
I appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.